Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast, where we look forward to what I feel is going to be a glamour tie all around Europe for Aston Villa versus Aston Villa versus Ajax. You know, it's great to have Ajax come and visit Villa Park in the away game, but obviously it's going to be great for those. In the second leg, but obviously we have to deal with the away game first. Where some of you lucky people are going to be traveling to Amsterdam and traveling to the Amsterdam Arena and getting to see Ajax versus Aston Villa this Thursday night. And I wish you all very, very safe travels, and I hope everybody gets there, has an absolute ball of a time, and be safe out there. Be safe out there when you get there, and cheer the team onto victory. But coming hot in the heels of the Luton game at the weekend, I think it's very important, I suppose, just to kind of look into this game and to look through the preview of this game, because it's going to be difficult, I think, to understand what way Unai Emery is going to be thinking because of that Spurs game in the middle of the two Ajax games. But I think we will go to Amsterdam, and I don't think the team is going to be too much changed. I did a really good podcast with Michael Statham from the Footballer and Your podcast. You guys go check it out on YouTube as well. Really, really great stuff. And we're going to have a little pre-recorded clip from Michael that I'm going to play here in a moment, just about Ajax as well, because I could sit here and I could talk to you guys about Ajax. In particular, I could talk to you guys about two players, Brian Brobbey and Kenneth Taylor, who I really, really like and would love to see them at Aston Villa. One of them is absolutely the darling of Ajax at the moment, Brian Brobbey. He seems to be the Ollie Watkins of the moment. Can't stop scoring, can't stop assisting. And then you've got Kenneth Taylor, who is maligned by some part of their fan base, probably because of he's been asked to do so much so young and in so many different positions, but a player that I really, really like, and Michael will talk about him in a moment. I'm going to play that clip. But before I do that, I'm going to just talk a small little bit about Aston Villa and how we are setting up for this. It's a blow not to have Jacob Ramsey available for this game. I'm not quite sure he would have started it anyway. I think he might have been kept in reserve for the Spurs. And this probably opens up the potential for Morgan Rodgers to come in that left-hand side. But it will be interesting to see what way that left-hand side looks. Whether Zaniolo gets a start in European competition, whether Morgan Rodgers comes in. Maybe Diaby gets the nod in this game. I just can't see too much or massive amounts, should I say, of squad rotation. But obviously, some players will come in and some players will come out. I expect Matty Cash to start at right back. I don't think we will revert to the to Ezri Konsa at right back just yet. I think maybe at the weekend that may happen against Spurs. But I think in this game, we might see Matty Cash, and we will see Matty Cash in there at left back. I think Alex Moreno will probably start at left back, Matty Cash at right back. I think Alex Moreno will start at left back, and maybe Luka Dean comes in at the weekend. I've just always kind of thought that Lucas Digne was going to get win his place back sooner rather than later, and not just because he scored that goal at the back post against Luton, but I think in certain instances when we want to go and play against teams that we need to be maybe a small bit more structured with, or maybe have that opportunity to cross from deep, that Lucas Digne might be someone that comes in against Spurs. So I think maybe he will be. Maybe he might come back into this team, but either way, I'm very differential about whether it's Moreno or whether it is Lucas Digne. I think we're blessed to have two very, very, very good left backs in that instance. There could be a surprise. We may see Timur Akpunam come in into midfield in place of Douglas Luiz or John McGinn. Lots of miles on the clock between those two guys at the moment. I think maybe it might be smart to do that. But look, I think all will be revealed when the team sheet tantrum, which we will have on Thursday evening as well. So the Aston Villa team, I think, is a bit of a coin flip in some instances, who gets picked and who doesn't. Unai Emery might just decide to go with his best 11 and get a foothold in the tie early on. But with Spurs lingering in the background on Sunday, I think we're going to be keeping an eye out, I think, to who does start and what changes would be made. As regards Ajax, I said I'm not going to talk too much about them because I feel that there are people better placed to talk about them. And one of those guys is Michael from the Total Aranha podcast. And I'm going to pop him up here and I'm going to play this for you guys. Oh, there was a sneak peek of it there a moment ago. I'm going to play this for you guys now.
Aranha podcast. We do Dutch football in English language, for those of you that don't know. A preview then of Ajax against Villa. We had Neil over on our podcast. Do go and check that out. But I'm just here to give a bit of like a lowdown on Ajax. I've watched them a lot this season, along with Aston Villa. I'm also a Villa fan. Loved going over to Alkmaar to watch the Villa match there. Ajax are a different challenge to AZ. I can tell you that, of course, being bottom of the table this season, Ajax, they had a bit of a resurgence. Now they're fifth place in the Eredivisie, and they did actually recently lose to AZ 2-0. But I think Ajax have more talent. They have changed a system in sort of preparation a bit for this game, switching to a 5-4-1, which is really un-Ajax-like from that 4-3-3 we normally associate. They haven't had some players fit recently, especially in attack. So it makes sense to be more solid in defence because they've been one of the leakiest teams in the Eredivisie. And then coming into this one, of course, against tournament favourites Villa. Ajax fans also saw that. They saw that Villa being drawn, thought, well, that's our competition over. But they are still going to make a big occasion of it in Amsterdam. Those of you that are going, very lucky. It's a great stadium. The atmosphere will be fantastic. I think that first leg's going to be a bit more cagey with Villa and Ajax both wanting possession. Ajax probably happy to play a bit more on the counter-attack given the standard Villa play at. And then the second leg, I think Villa should see this through. But if I think in terms of what Ajax can do to harm Villa, I think Brian Brobbey is going to be that key. Big, strong striker. We'll be going to the Euros with the Netherlands this summer. He's having a fantastic season, scoring or assisting pretty much in every game he's playing in. He holds the ball up super well, great inside the penalty area, lays off to his attacking midfielders that play around him. It's just a bully. He's also really, really quick. He's a character too. He's great in interviews. Sure he'll have something to say after the Villa matches. But he's getting Ajax up the pitch. I think playing off Villa's high line will be what Brobbey will be trying to do, and some of the attacking players around him. Steven Bergwijn, people might be aware from his time at Spurs, he should be fit for the game on Thursday or be on the bench. Christian Hlynsson is a 19-year-old Icelandic midfielder, signed for Ajax as a 15, 16-year-old, and has been developing with them since then. And now he's in the first team, a cracking player, really like him. I think he's one to keep an eye on. And then further back, I know Neil likes Kenneth Taylor. He's had a tricky season this season. He's had a lot of criticism from Ajax fans, and he'll be playing next to Jordan Henderson, most likely. Henderson's been kind of like a leader since he's come to Ajax, since, of course, coming back from Premier League football, Saudi Arabia, and he will play that kind of leader in midfield, that steady pair of hands that will sort of G people on a bit. But I do wonder how he'll get on with all the players he's had around him. He's been a little bit frustrated with some of the Ajax players he's had around him because he's been trying to help them on. but also some of the mistakes they're making defensively, he knows aren't good enough. And he's trying to help fix them under the management of John Van Etschip. But Ajax just have so many problems that I can't see over two legs how Ajax can do it. They'll have their moments for sure. They will put Villa under pressure. They have got talent in attack. But also, you're talking about a team that's being defensively leaky in the Eredivisie, conceding goals left, right and centre. They got a clean sheet at the weekend. It was really rare for them. They've not really managed many of those this season. I think it's only four in the Eredivisie, and they've mainly been against teams that are struggling. So I don't see how Ajax can keep it out in both of those games. In terms of who's left to talk about, we've got the goalkeeper. He's got a lot of potential. Ramai, I think he's having a good season. He could be busy, though, against Villa. And Joel Harto, keep an eye out for him. Teenager at centre-back, who has in large parts been very impressive for his age, but also still has a mistake in him because Ajax bring these players through at a young age and they get them to, how do I say this, sort of learn the hard way, make the mistakes that they make. And that's been sort of Ajax's defence this season. A lot of young players that are making mistakes, but are learning as well. Tristan Hoyer is the right back. It'll be the same situation for him. I think on the opposite side, Bjorn Asose is one to watch out for. More experienced German left wing back that can put a great cross in. I think if he can find the space between the right back, right winger at Villa, he can put a good cross in into the strikers. So I think that Villa will be a tough test for Ajax. They'll be putting their young team to the test, but over two legs, Villa should do it. And if you're going to Amsterdam, enjoy it. It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere.
There goes my muted mic. Thank you so much to Michael there for that. I really appreciate his opinion on all things Dutch football. Going to have Michael on a small bit more, specifically around transfer time when I do go on my follies of talking about players that I really like. So I might get him back to talk more about Brian Brobbey and Kenneth Taylor as players and what their best positions are and so on and so forth, and maybe how they would fit into this Aston Villa team. Michael is a Villa fan, as he mentioned there previously. So, he's got massive vested interest in this game himself as well, and really appreciate his time. And if you haven't watched the preview show that I did on Football Aranya podcast, you know, find it on YouTube or find it on any podcast providers and take a listen to it. We spoke for maybe about 35, maybe 40 minutes on it, and it was really a good conversation. Michael's a great guy, so follow him if you're interested in anything to do with Dutch football. So Villa will be away to Ajax this week and obviously hosting them the week after. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to this, as I said. Villa obviously pushing towards Champions League football, but they're not going to neglect this Europa Conference League as well, because silverware is silverware. And as a great man said on the internet, whose name I can't remember, is I don't think many people would be saying that I shed a tear when Aston Villa finished fourth to their grandkids in 40 years' time, but they would say that I shed a tear when Villa won the European Cup. I was there to see Villa win the European Cup. Now, both of them are equally important for the club. We've just seen the recent reports of losses for the club. So success, staying in European competition, winning the European competition, albeit that it isn't the premier European competition, does have knock-on effects from finances, as though does qualifying for the Champions League. So on both fronts, we should be competing. And I think that we will compete under Unai Emery. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how the last few games of this season goes, the 11 games that we have left in the Premier League and however many more games we have left in the Conference League. And I think fighting through both for us is going to be something that this team will relish. And the only thing I think that will stop us from getting some really good results over the course of the next 3 months is injuries. So fingers crossed that we don't see any of those, like the one that Jacob Ramsey picked up. Wondering what the situation is going to be with him. Hopefully we hear something from the club soon, because he's going to be an important player on the run in too. So bit of a shorter one. Wanted to mostly focus this on Ajax and to get an expert's view on it. And thank you once again to Michael, Stater of the Football Around Your podcast. So please check that out. Myself and Paddy will be back with a team sheet tantrum on Thursday prior to the Ajax game. And straight at the final whistle, we'll be back with a final whistle podcast. And then on Friday, we'll be back again with the preview of Spurs. And we do it all over again on Sunday with team sheet tantrums and final whistle podcast. So hopefully you'll join us for those. In the meantime, everyone, stay safe. Stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up to the next.
Social Podcast Network.